Japa meditation walkthrough. This is a combined meditation on Sri Sri Radha Govinda, coming from a wonderful book entitled Rupa Chintamani by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. This is a rather extensive meditation. Which begins with a meditation on the Mahayoga Peet in Vrindavan, which is known as Govinda Stali, the Mahayoga Peet. Today, one can see the actual location of the Mahayoga Peet, which is located exactly where the Prachin Radha Govinda Mandir, the old and original mandir of Rupa Goswami, is located in Vrindavan. Vishwanath begins his meditation by describing the Yogapit, and situated in the middle of the Yogapit are Radha Govinda sitting together on a beautiful throne. So first, we will meditate on the Yoga Peet and then the form of Lord Govinda, Sri Govindaji, in this audio. Then the next audio will describe the form of Radharani. One should meditate that deep within his heart of hearts is the most charmingly beautiful place, Sri Vrindavan Dham. That Vrindavan Dham, deep within our hearts, is completely surrounded by the sparkling river Yamuna, like an island embraced by the arms of the Yamuna. Within that Vrindavan is a charming place where the earth is made of shimmering gold and surrounded by vast expanses of intricately landscaped forest groves and bower houses. In the center of all these grove clusters is a marvelous temple formed of rare and precious living gemstones, Chintamani. Within that Chintamani Mandir is located the Mahayoga Peet, which means the great meeting place of Radha Govindaji and all their intimate sakis. The Yoga Peet is situated at the base of an enormously tall, brilliantly effulgent desire tree, Kalpavriksha. The whole atmosphere of the spiritual meeting place, Yogapit, is pervaded with a fresh, pleasing forest fragrance. Eternally present in the center of that Yogapit, sitting on a beautiful asan, Divyad Brindaranya Kalpajumada Shrimad Ratnagara Simhasanasto, is a youthful divine couple, illuminating all horizons. Kishore Kishori are seated in the whirl of their extremely brilliant jeweled lotus flower throne, Singhasan. Surrounding Radha Govindaji on all sides are their sakis, who are situated on the petals of that lotus. Radha and Krishna are sitting in the center, the karnikara or corolla of the lotus, and surrounding them on all sides, on the petals of that lotus, are those Sakhis and Manjaris. And each one of those Sakhis and Manjaris is absorbed in their own individual service to the divine couple. Oh, my dear mind, now please listen to me. First, I want you to meditate upon one partner of this divine couple. Of the two, one has a complexion as lustrous as a fresh rain cloud. Shyam Sundar, Ghanashyam, Krishna. Right now, begin and just remember, think very deeply. First and foremost, and for all eternity, remember Krishna's attractively sweet, gentle smile. Now, contemplate the fascinating crown on Krishna's head. That crown is decorated with a beautiful peacock feather and strands of red and white gunjamala. Visualize Shyam's wavy locks of glossy black hair. Dwell upon Madhava's forehead, beautified with lovely, precise tilak. Imagine Hari's eyebrows, eyes and nose. Picture in your mind Govinda's transparent satin smooth cheeks. Fix your attention on Giridhari's two ears, reflecting the prismatic halo of his swinging jeweled earrings, Makara Kundala. Remember Krishna's gorgeous ruby red lips. Remember Gopinath's sweet, delightful flute. Remember the endless varieties of Brajakishore's meaningful facial expressions. Remember Damodar's neck, marked with three lines. Remember Shyam's two soft, sloping shoulders. And remember Gopal's two arms, encircled with armlets, bracelets, and other nice, intricate decorations. Remember the petal-like fingers of Bihariji's lotus hands, which are decorated with exotic rings engraved with Krishna's own holy names. Then remember all the auspicious fortune lines marking Govinda's palms. Now remember Murari's chest, adorned with a Kaustubha gem, forest garlands, pearl necklaces, and a locket around his neck, carrying a picture of Radha. Remember the radiant aura from the lines of Dharma, representing the goddess of fortune sheltered upon Krishna's chest. Remember the exquisite charm of the short raised hairs extending from Krishna's lotus-like navel up to his chest. Remember Shyam Sundar's slender waist bordered by the fascinating ornament on his hips, which resounds with tinkling, tiny tinkling bells, waist bells. Remember the shimmering lightning yellow dhoti caressing Hari's handsome, broad hips. Remember Krishna's enchantingly strong thighs and his graceful knees. Remember Radharaman's calves extending to his delightfully shaped ankles. Remember the pair of musical anklets below Krishna's ankles. And remember Shyam's lotus feet and his charmingly soft toes and toenails, which are reflecting translucent tones of red and white. Remember the ruddy pinkish tint of Mukunda's foot soles that extends up to his heels with a conspicuous novel glow. Now visualize one after another the auspicious marks on Sri Krishna's right foot. Remember the barleycorn, Job, Bijam, one piece of Job, barley, at the base of Krishna's big toe, the chakra under that, and the umbrella. Remember the upward curving line, Urdhva Rekha, extending from the middle of Krishna's footsole to between his big toe and index toe. Remember the lotus flower below Kishore's middle toe and the flag below that, beautified by a lovely flagstaff. Remember the elephant goad Ankush below Krishna's small toe and the thunderbolt below that. Remember the octagon Ashtakon situated upon Krishna's heel. Remember the four swastikas in the four cardinal directions surrounding the octagon. And remember the four jambu fruits between the four swastikas. Oh, my dear mind, just dwell on these 11 marks on Sri Hari's right foot. Now meditate on the 8 auspicious marks, Mangala Chinna, on the sole of Shyam Roy's left foot. Remember the conch shell shank beneath Krishna's big toe. Remember the concentric circles, Akash Chinna, one small circle surrounded by a larger circle. Remember the sky emblem or Akash Chinna below his middle toe with its inner and outer circles. Remember the unstrung bow, Danu, below that Akash Chinna, and a Gai Gacharan, cow's hoofprint, below that. Remember the triangle, Trikon, below the hoofprint, which is surrounded on four sides by four water jugs, char panikumbha. Remember the Ardha Chandra, crescent moon, below the trikon, triangle. And finally, remember the fish emblem or insignia, symbol, on Hari's heel. Now contemplate the reddish saffron hue of Krishna's foot soles. Remember his toenails with their glowing luster of mixed translucent red and white. Remember Govinda's soft reddish heels. Remember both of his feet nicely adorned with resounding ankle bells. Remember Krishna's pair of lovely ankles, rounded calves, smooth knees, and beautiful thighs. Remember the lightning, brilliant radiance of Krishna's blazing yellow cloth. Remember the jeweled ornament full of little tinkling bells that graces Krishna's hips. Remember Krishna's slim waist, deep lotus navel, banyan leaf-shaped belly, which is covered by an expanse of fine, beautiful hairs. Remember Hari's broad chest, decorated by the Kaustubha money, and numerous long jewel necklaces and Tulsi Manjari garlands. Remember the left side of Krishna's chest adorned with the mark of Srivats, the symbol of the goddess of fortune. Remember his neck marked with three lions. Remember that Krishna's throat is the birthplace of a whole treasure house of lovely sounds. Remember Govinda's soft, raised shoulders extending out on both sides. Remember Madhava's fully blossomed arms decorated with different kinds of ornaments and ankles. Remember his elbows with a very special type of lustrous effulgence. Remember Shyam's two hands, beautified by unique bracelets and ornaments. Remember the auspicious lines of great fortune on Krishna's deeply reddish palms. Remember Keshavji's fingers, ornamented with golden rings. Remember Shyam's fingernails, which appear like rows of moons. Then fix your attention on Krishna's lotus face, radiant with different beautiful features, like dazzling white teeth, prismatic upper and lower lips, wide lotus eyes, and twin glowing cheeks. Fix your mind on Krishna's fascinating nose. Meditate on Shyam's two curved eyebrows. Absorb yourself in picturing the tilak design painted with gorochan, which is a brilliant yellowish-green paste, on Krishna's forehead, Gorochan Tilak. Krishna's ears are decorated with nice earrings that swing to and fro. Center your attention on the swinging motion of those earrings. Contemplate the cobalt black hair of Krishna, which is full of innumerable naturally wavy curls. Picture in your mind's eye Giridhari's most attractive crown, mukut, decorated with peacock feathers, red and white gunja berries, and intricately woven flower garlands. And now, my dear mind, finally, as in the very beginning of your meditation, I want you to focus all of your conscious attention and fully absorb yourself in uninterrupted, concentrated meditation on the effulgent radiance emanating from Krishna's attractively sweet, gentle smile.